Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Matthew Cartwright, the co-author of Litigation, Commercial, and Business Tort Cases. And folks, you're going to want to buy two of these because you're going to, when you read this, you're going to want to give it one away to somebody. Available wherever books are sold. The law firm site, Matthew, is Mundley.com, right? Matt, are you there? Did we lose Matt?
You can read all about our law firm on www.munley.com.
All right, so check it out. And are you going to have you need to get a website for the book, Matt.
A website for the book? Wow, I have a long way to go to keep up with you.
I'll help you. Let me know what I can do to help. Okay, we're talking about, we were just talking a little bit about general antitrust and how that works and how it benefits small businesses. But there's another thing going on right now. There's a great irony, in my opinion, going on right now, Matt. The government, the Obama administration, is suing to prevent AT&T from acquiring T-Mobile. I'm assuming under the pretense that it's going to harm customers, and yet, healthcare companies are going out of business right now. Because the government passed Obamacare, and that's the reason. That's the main reason why many companies offering health care to customers are going down. So the Obama health care plan is creating less options, less products to be available in the marketplace. Isn't that the same thing as violating antitrust?
Oh, you're dragging me right down that rabbit hole into politics. Now,
well, okay, no, but no, what I'm seriously, I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about government because I don't mean for this to be a political discussion. I'm just saying, who sues the government when they're doing antitrust behavior?
Well, all right, now you're onto a hot button issue with me, and that is, you can hardly sue the government for anything. You know, you can't sue them for all the waste, fraud, and abuse that they get up to.
Right.
You can't sue them for legislating things. You can't sue them for doing a lousy job at what they promised to do.
Putting companies out of business? You can't sue them for that?
Well, the only way you can do that is if they violate your civil rights. And that does happen. I mean, we've had cases where, you know, mayors decide to close down quarries because they don't understand that's unconstitutional. So they violate your constitutional rights, absolutely. You can sue for civil rights. But the general rule, you know, for 99.44% of what the government does to you that is pretty outrageous, you cannot sue them for it, and it's called sovereign immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Sovereign immunity.
Are you proposing that there ought to be some
adjustment to the government?
Are you proposing that there should be some adjustment in that law?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, we all complain about the government, and one thing the government is unaccountable in the courts.
Right.
To most of us.
And not just the government, but not. And when you think of government, folks, don't think politicians. Think agency, bureaucrats.
Right. And most of what I do in big court cases, Jim, is I talk about personal responsibility and accountability. And people understand that in the United States, and jurors understand that. And that's why most of us do the right thing in addition to being brought up right. We worry about how we're going to be held accountable in court if we step over the line.
Right.
The government doesn't have to worry about that, and that's always been a pet peeve with me.
Me too. Well, I'll tell you, there are people out of work right now because the government decided to pick winners and losers. There are people out of work right now and have been. There are industries that have been hurt, completely legal industries that have been hurt because because the government decided that they didn't like the people who were buying the products that industry was selling. And I'm talking, and from this particular case, I'm talking about the yacht industry. 20 years ago, the government put the yacht industry out of business basically because they didn't like the fact that rich people were buying yachts. They taxed, so they taxed, you know, the yacht purchases. The same thing's happening with health care. The government doesn't like the private health care industry, so they pass a law, and that's putting people out of work and limiting my choices as a consumer. Is that not the same thing as antitrust?
It's in the same neighborhood, but the problem is those types of things, the only remedy for that, Jim, is at the ballot box.
Exactly. Small business owners, did you hear that? We have to do something about this next November, not this November, but next November. Hey, Matthew, give us your website again, please.
www.munley.com.
And the new book that I'm so excited about, Litigation, Commercial, and Business Tort Cases by Matthew Cartwright and his two co-authors. Thanks, Matt. See you next time. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.